This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hi everybody, welcome along to Down the Line, the football podcast on the RNIB Connect Radio Network. As often, joined by Carol Macker, the Sunderland Hibs fan. So hi Macker, how you doing?
Hiya, you alright?
Yep, very well, thank you.
Hello to all our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely, and just here to talk again about the results from the English and Scottish Premiership over the weekend, and then look ahead at a couple of matches coming up this week. So yeah, just to kick us off, I'll talk about the Premier League results from the weekend. So starting off on Friday evening, we had Brighton beating Chelsea 3-0. Going into Saturday, we had Arsenal winning 2-0 away to Leicester. Aston Villa and Ipswich drawn 1 each. Fulham beating Nottingham Forest 2-1. Man City beating Newcastle 4-0.
Hey!
Southampton beaten at home by Bournemouth. Bournemouth winning 3-1. West Ham losing at home to Brentford 1-0. And then Everton beating Crystal Palace away from home 2-1. And then into Sunday, it was Liverpool 2, Wolves 1, followed by Tottenham 1, Man United 0. So, obviously I heard a little cheer from you there, Macker. Quick one, Man City beating your Sunderland rivals Newcastle 4-0. So, pleasant afternoon for yourself.
Yeah.
Man City into a bit of form again, picking up some form.
Win. Mean, considering they got beat off Madrid during the week, I think Man City were keen to bounce back. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they brought Newcastle crashing down to earth with a bang. So, yeah, I'm happy.
You're happy. And wisely spoken before Sunderland play this week. So
I know.
So Man City picking up some form, 4-0, a pretty big win. And Mamouche, their new signing, scoring a hat-trick in one of his first appearances for the club. So, as if Egypt we're going to get rid of or going to see the past Mo Salah in the next couple of years. We've got this next star coming in. One day Scotland will get somebody like that. And then elsewhere in the Premier League, I guess Tottenham beating Man United 1-0 in the battle of the struggling giants, you could say. Ange was probably quite smug and quite happy with that result, 1-0 at home to Man United. Yeah, not much else to necessarily be said, but Man United still struggling, particularly away from home. I think they've only scored, 11 or 12 goals away from home this season, I think I heard yesterday. So, really struggling. Liverpool obviously keeping up their form at the top of the table. I'll move on to some Scotland results then in the top flight for Scotland. But Motherwell losing at home 3-0 to Ross County. Motherwell newly appointed Michael Vimmer, their new manager in charge as of today, so we can maybe come back to that. We've got Kilmarnock beating St Johnstone 3-1 at Rugby Park. Dundee losing at home to Aberdeen 2-1. So Aberdeen picking up some form. Celtic, pretty comfortable 3-0 win at home to Dundee United. Rangers, not so comfortable, but an entertaining game. 3-1 victory over Hearts away from home in Tynecastle in the capital. And then St Mirren and Hibs in a thrilling 0-0 draw on Sunday afternoon to put you to sleep after your Sunday dinner.
And Hibs had 10 men as well, so that's towards the end, so they've done a battling point with 10 men, that's 90 minutes of my life I won't get back.
Not the most entertaining game. I was flicking on BBC between that match and the Tottenham Man United game, or was it Liverpool game, at that point.
Liverpool,
flicking between the two, and there was certainly only one entertaining game.
I don't know if it was down to St Mirren's pitch, I don't know what it was, but because Hibs like to get the ball down and play, and they couldn't do that because of the way the pitch was, they were just playing long balls and that.
Yeah, I don't tend to see Hibs as much of a 0-0 team. I think there tends to be goals in Hibs games, for good or for bad. Maybe a point to highlight from the weekend, an unusual circumstances on Sunday when Rangers beat Hearts 3-1 with two own goals from the same player.
McCart,
the Hearts centre-back, two own goals.
I listened to it, I don't know how many chances that Kabamba had for Hearts, but wow.
He was through on goal a couple of times and he couldn't finish, find the final pass.
No, he couldn't finish his dinner.
No, it was a good entertaining watch, to be fair.
It was, I mean,
Two
I'll
teams
give you that,
Yeah, kind of nothing to lose, I guess, the two teams. Hearts trying to get themselves into top six, and Rangers, I guess, just trying to find a little bit of face after the last couple of weeks. So,
but on the subject of entertaining watches, mm-hmm. I'm hoping that Leeds and Sunderland tonight will be entertaining.
Absolutely, yeah. So touch on that. You're going to Stadium of Light tonight.
No, going down to Elland Road, mate. It's away.
Oh, it's Elland Road. I was thinking it was. Yeah. Was it Sunderland? All right. Oh,
no. We've actually played them at home, and their goalkeeper put the ball in his own net, didn't he? It went through his legs.
Oh, in the last minute.
Yeah, and so they got a last minute point. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
So yeah, it'll be an interesting, tough game tonight. Like, I mean, I'll take a draw now.
Yeah. So what's the standings just now in the Championship?
I believe Burnley are 2 points ahead of Sunderland in third. Sheffield United are top, and Leeds are second. But I think Sheffield United are top on as a goal difference, maybe.
Because
they played Saturday and Leeds didn't play, so.
Yeah, so Sheffield United are a point ahead of Leeds. But with one more game played. So Leeds have a game in hand, as do
that's
Sunderland.
Against us
so,
tonight,
Leeds and Sunderland both have a game in hand.
I think we're 3 points behind Burnley, I think.
That's right, yeah. So if Sunderland were to win tonight, it would go Sheffield United on 70, Leeds on 69, Burnley 65, and you would move up joint with Burnley on 65.
Yeah, you see, and that's the worry, obviously, 4 points behind second place, and it's obviously only the top two that go up and the rest go in the playoffs. That's where I think it's going to try and pull a 4-point gap back might be really difficult, but the lads will give it a go and we'll keep fighting till the end.
Yep.
The only good thing is Leeds have got to play Sheffield United next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a pivotal game, that.
How do you find Elland Road as a visually impaired supporter? Have you been there already?
Loads of times for Sunderland. The atmosphere is brilliant.
Yep.
Yeah, they actually make a lot of noise and we sing and they sing. And it's a really good old style ground. A bit like Goodison in that remark, where. Mm-hmm. The fans just don't stop singing and stuff. It's quite good. Commentary's brilliant. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Good. And, yeah, I guess we can just touch on some European football. We've got, obviously, Man City going away from home at the Bernabeu this week with a 3-2 defeat last week. So a goal behind going into the Bernabeu. Tough fixture for them. Do you see them overturning that at all against the
Giants? Oh, I think it'll be difficult. Yeah. I think it's because they struggle to keep a lead, Man City, at the moment, which is why, you know, when I was surprised when they scored that many goals against Newcastle. But I think it's because they had a quick start. I think it'll be tough for them. I think they'll score over there. I do. But I can imagine they might get beat 2-1.
Yeah. And, I guess another point would be Celtic going away to Bayern Munich. Tomorrow night, which, again, not much tougher places to go in Europe, particularly for Celtic. But a 2-1 defeat last week.
Yeah, I think that's the only sort of little partially bit of hope you can cling on to from a Celtic point of view, is that they got that goal.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be really difficult considering where they're going and Celtic's away European record as well.
Yeah, I think so.
But again, they've got nothing to lose, and they took all their big players off after scoring that third against Dundee United on Saturday. So with Tuesday in mind. So obviously, from a Hibs point of view, I hope they run around for 93-94 minutes, and you know, are tired come Saturday at 12:30 at Easter Road. I think it'll be a chasing a night for them.
I think so. Well, good luck tonight for your Sunderland team going to Elland Road. Good luck to the British teams in Europe this week, and I guess we'll speak to you on the next one. Cheers, Marco.
Cheers, take care, everyone.